Leftovers. Kraft bakes up apple pie mac and cheese. Tillamook blends mayo and butter into butternaise. Leftovers is our look at a few of the product ideas popping up everywhere. Some are intriguing, some sound amazing, and some are the kinds of ideas we would never dream of. We can't write about everything that we get pitched, so here are some leftovers pulled from our inboxes. Kraft mac and cheese gets into the Thanksgiving spirit. Kraft mac is giving consumers a way to combine two iconic Thanksgiving dishes with a new apple pie flavored Kraft mac and cheese. The CPG giant said the idea for the new mac and cheese came in response to sweet and savory combinations remaining a consistent flavor trend. In addition, Kraft Heinz noted that consumers have a long history of putting cheddar cheese on top of their slices of apple pie. The limited-time offering is only available through Walmart's e-commerce platform. This holiday season, we wanted to create a memorable experience for mac and cheese fans that felt as unexpected as this flavor pairing, Cheryl Barbie, Kraft Heinz Communications Director for Kraft Mac and Cheese, said in a statement. It's also the beginning of more shockingly delicious innovations to come from the brand, Barbie added. Kraft Heinz has been looking outside the box for novel flavors to bring to its classic mac and cheese. Last year, it launched the Everything Bagel flavor, and in 2021, it rolled out a limited edition candy Kraft mac and cheese, which included a candy flavor packet that turns the noodles pink. The unique product launches come as more consumers, especially young shoppers, look for new and novel flavors. Many people have incorporated trends they see online into their everyday baking and cooking. Manufacturers have taken note by introducing products that merge flavors from two foods that typically don't go together to drive heightened awareness to their brand. Christopher During, Tillamook introduces new condiment for the perfect grilled cheese. Team butter or mayonnaise? There's no need to pick sides or condiments with Tillamook's limited edition spread. Tillamook County Creamery Association released butternaise, a new spread created in partnership with Japanese mayonnaise brand Kewpie. The condiment is a blend of Tillamook Extra Creamy Unsalted Butter and Kewpie's recently released organic mayonnaise, plus some spices. Tillamook is positioning butternaise as the key ingredient to a melty but crispy grilled cheese sandwich. This silky spread is meant to be liberally lathered all over the bread of your choosing to create the perfect golden crust on your grilled cheese sandwich masterpiece, the dairy company said in a statement. The crossover you never knew you needed but won't be able to live without. The spread, which was available for sale on Tillamook's website, sold out in less than 2 minutes after going live on November 6, the brand said in an Instagram post. Condiments and sauces are no longer a sidekick. As more consumers eat at home and experiment with restaurant-quality dishes, they're looking for innovative ingredients and condiments to elevate their meals. The global sauces and seasonings markets have grown consistently between 2019 and 2024, with a 6% compounded annual growth rate, according to Innova Market Insights. Sarah Zimmerman, Boston Beer's cannabis cocktail brand expands into gummies. Cannabis cocktail brand Emerald Hour is expanding its product line to include THC gummies. The Boston Beer brand will roll out peach and white grape-flavored gummies, a nod to the classic cocktail. They contain 5 milligrams of THC and are sold in a 2-pack container. THC is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. The gummies, which are infused with live rosin and solventless diamonds, will be available in dispensaries across Ontario and Alberta, Canada. Boston Beer Company is renowned for crafting high-quality beverages, and we bring that same commitment to excellence to our gummies, Paul Weaver, head of cannabis for Boston Beer, said in the release. Emerald Hour Beverages was launched in January 2025 with a lineup of RTD non-alcoholic cannabis cocktails. It's now available in 600 dispensaries across Canada in flavors such as agave, lime and sea salt, cranberry and citrus, and ginger and lime. Each canned cocktail contains 10 milligrams of THC. Boston Beer's other cannabis holding is Teapot, a cannabis-infused iced tea that it launched in 2022. The THC business is based exclusively in Canada, and Boston Beer doesn't release specific sales data for the unit. Cannabis has offered another avenue for beer giants to diversify their portfolios as alcohol consumption plummets. However, regulatory uncertainties in the U.S. have kept many businesses in Canada, where the drug is legal. Laurel Deppin,